what was the job they put you on in the pits?
Oh, when we were boys, you see, we were what they call door boys, you see. No, I started in the coal face, down in the deeper engine in Abagorki. Yes.
Tell me what it was like down there. I've never been in a coal face.
What it is like, boy, back. Don't go neither, I tell you.
tell me what it was like, sir.
Well, look here now.
How did it look to you?
It was, I tell you, he was going down there in the morning. He had to be down before 7 o'clock, you see, had to be down there. Then he had anything from a mile or two to walk, didn't you?
Yeah.
And your collier lamp with you. And there you are, you'd get to your working place. And you'd be stuck there, you see. And if you were home by 5 o'clock, you were very lucky.
Yes.
I remember Georgie Bech, a buddy of mine, he started working the same time as me. And he was working with old Dan Peters, and old Dan Peters was an old Conan, as we call, see.
Yeah.
An old grizzler. And I was working with my uncle. And Georgie said in the morning, call me when you're going out, Tom. Right, oh boy, I'll call you. And me and my uncle, we are going out now. And I told my uncle, I'm going up to call Georgie. Leave Georgie there. Perhaps he's not ready to come. I promised to call him anyhow. And Georgie was there holding the lamp up for his buddy to rip the top. You remember, boy? See?
Yes, yes.
And he, perhaps sometimes you go and sleep, the blooming lamp and all go like that. And I went up and shouted on Georgie. Georgie, you! Yo! And his buddy said, Georgie is not ready yet. Isn't he, my damn, he said. And he left his buddy there and put his clothes on and come out. What did you say, Ken? Now you're on a funny thing. Dear boy, back.